17 minutes past 8, we say good morning to David Harris. He is the editor-in-chief at the Clarion Project. Morning, David. Could there be hope for the Middle East?
I think yes. I think we're in a very there's a parting of the ways. We could move now in a direction of total, as they say, total, gosh, I don't even know how to say that in English. It's a beautiful biblical phrase, which means just, you know, the end times, just destruction, death, and awful things.
Oh, this is a terrible line.
Weekend, and I know you just referenced Pakistan. But on the other hand, I see wonderful opportunity right now. I generally don't believe in the idea of my enemy's enemy is my friend, but right now there are clearly two common enemies in the Middle East. One is Iran and its expansionist policy. The other is obviously radical Islam, this jihadism that is destroying the region and threatening the rest of the world. I think the fact that so many people see eye to eye on this is an opportunity to end all sorts of conflicts in the region and bring some form of, if not lasting peace, at least a calm in the region, which it so badly needs.
Yeah. Where does Russia fall into all of this? Because they seem to have a finger in every pie.
Russia is very pragmatic. Russia is only interested in Russia interests. And at the end of the day, that's the same for everybody. If you were to turn around to Russia and say, we can bring calm to the region, which is of benefit to you, we can talk of economic cooperation, the possibility of defense sales of a peacekeeping nature. So if you build up a strong peacekeeping force of various nations in the region, including Arabia, including Egypt, including the UAE, and including Israel, you know, that's a whole new arms market for the Russians. So there are ways, I think, of appeasing the Russians, but at the end of the day, as I said, they are pragmatists, they are only interested in themselves, so you have to present them a very, very healthy package to make it worth their while to come on board. But their dance with Saddam Hussein and with Hezbollah and with Iran could be only short-term because it serves Russia's interests right now.
Yeah. Do we know where this attack came from? Why that Egyptian mosque? What are the details, David?
That Egyptian mosque is a Sufi mosque. The Sufis, who in many quarters are perceived as being almost the good guys, the moderates, they're also damned by many Muslims, a form of heretics. Indeed, in some propaganda from ISIS in recent months, that particular mosque was named, and it was called a polytheistic faith mosque. So in other words, they don't believe that it believes in one God in true Islam, and therefore is a perfectly viable target.
Yeah. All right, David, unfortunately, we leave it there because it's a terrible connection for some reason. But we hope to connect with you soon. Have a wonderful day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.